Great. Well, we're going to think something this morning, girls, that I hope is not only going to educate you, but educate each and every one of us. You've done so well this morning, so I want you to sit back there and either watch a screen, if that's the way you're looking, or look this way as we think about a few things. I wonder if you've ever been to a fancy dinner. Maybe it's been the dinner at a wedding, where you go in and everything's looking lovely and bright and clean and it's all laid out in front of you and it's like a table you've never seen before. Or maybe you've gone to a restaurant, one of those nicer restaurants, and they have the table all laid out in front of you, napkins and forks and knives and glasses, and maybe it's a celebration of an anniversary or a special birthday and you go out for the big special meal. Or maybe we're all waiting for it. I know that the most important part of your day on Christmas Day is the Christmas dinner. Is it not? Are you all looking forward to your Christmas dinner? Yes. Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Brussels sprouts and all? Yes. Oh, good. Parents, take note. So we can go to places and we can see these lovely tables spread out in front of us as we go for special meals to remember special things. But tables can be very complicated things. Did you know that? Because whenever you go and sit at a table like that, there's more things in front of you than you normally have for your normal tea or your normal dinner. And so I brought some of those with me this morning. And the first thing on the table that you have are some glasses. Not just one glass, oh no, not just two glasses, but even three glasses. Glasses for your slurr, glasses for your water, and glasses for your orange juice. You can have your choice. And so you'll have three glasses to choose. And do you want to know the secret? You always start with the smallest one and then work up to the biggest one. That's how it works. So you have your glasses. There's many, many glasses on a table. But you know, there's other things on a table too. Now, I need to bring this with me this time. My father's faithful basket that carried everything that we needed for our bakery. Because whenever you go and you have your dinner, you need these things to eat. You need your knife and fork. But at a fancy table, it's not just one knife and fork, but it's two knives and forks. But it's not just knives and forks, because there's a fancy round spoon like this. And then sometimes there's a wee fork like this and a wee spoon like this. And then you always look for this. This is always a good sign, okay? You've got your knife and your fork. You need something at the top, the dessert spoon, because that means you're promised dessert. And so you've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pieces of cutlery at a fancy dinner table. Now, do you know what to do with them? Well, you can cut up your meat is right, but if you don't do it the right way, oh, you will be in trouble. And do you want to know the secret? Start from the outside and work in. And that's how you know in a fancy restaurant you eat well. You start at the outside, which is most likely going to be your soup spoon or your cheese fork. The manse has a cheese fork. Every Sunday, this is how it goes. I just quite literally got our table and put it in the basket this morning. And then, the most important thing of all, a napkin. What do you need a napkin for? So you don't make a mess. Now, you don't do it like this, all right? This is not how you do it in a fancy restaurant. You don't do it like that, okay? That's not how you wear your napkin. You put it on your lap. But you know something? In a fancy restaurant, you don't touch your napkin. Someone comes along and they whisk it up like this, and then they flutter it like that, and then they just nicely drape it on your lap and you're all good to go. And sometimes it can look like this, quite plain and boring, or again, if you're in our house, it's a little bit more colorful, but it doesn't matter. Every Sunday, Mrs. McCullough comes along, whips it like this, does this, and over my lap, and I'm ready for my lunch, cheese course and all. So, I think we're good. Oh no, there's other things. You need a fancy plate, but sometimes it's not just one plate. Oh no. Sometimes, particularly at Christmas, It's two plates, and sometimes they'll be stacked on each other. When they're stacked on each other, it doesn't mean you need to take them to the sink, okay? It means you start at the top and you work your way down. That's how you properly eat at a restaurant. So lots of things, lots of rules about how we do this, how we get through things. Now, I wonder, do any of you ever bring this last thing with you whenever you go to a restaurant? Do you bring perfume with you? Well, you might get it and you might spray. My goodness. Don't want to get in my eyes here. You know, you might go, or you might, I've seen my mother do this, and you do this. I don't know why, but anyway. Do you ever bring perfume to the dinner? No. Do you not? I mean, you wouldn't take it and maybe spray it over your food so that it would taste nicer? No. No. Well, in our story from the Bible today, we were learning about a very fancy meal, because this